The Third Jewish Temple. Details according to the prophet Daniel. In Daniel 9:27, the angel Gabriel tells, "And he shall confirm the covenant with many for 7 years. And in the middle of the 7 years he shall cause the sacrifice and the oblation to cease. And for the overspreading of abominations he shall make it desolate, even until the consummation, and that determined shall be poured upon the desolate." Let's see what it all means. The "he" refers to a dynamic world leader who will confirm the covenant or peace agreement with many, the UN, for one Shavua. Shavua means 7 years, which is also the length of his tenure or his rule. After 3.5 years, he will stop the animal sacrifice and the thanksgiving. It says he shall cause the sacrifice and the oblation to cease. So this means that he will stop the animal sacrifice that's taking place in the temple, and he will stop the thanksgiving. "And for the overspreading of abomination he shall make it desolate. Instead, he will place the greatest abomination in the temple, and the temple will spiritually become desolate and dry, even until the consummation." The consummation is at the end of the 7 years, when that leader goes berserk and presses the red button, and we have the nuclear after effects. This agreement is also called the Holy Covenant in Daniel 11:28 and 30, which shows that it has religious implications. Two religious points are: Jerusalem becomes a multi-religious capital, the Jews will build their third temple and reinstate daily animal sacrifice according to Leviticus. Now, it is common knowledge, and many Jews and rabbis believe, that during the time of the Jewish Messiah, the rebuilding of the third temple will happen, and there will again be the act of worship and animal sacrifice. As you see, verse 9:27 gives us a bird's eye view over the last 7 years. Daniel mentions several times how the "he" will stop the animal sacrifice. Daniel 8:11 says, "Yea, he magnified himself, even to the prince of the host, and by him the daily sacrifice was taken away, and the place of his sanctuary was cast down." So this means that he will malign the prince of the host, which is Jesus, the prince of the believers, and by him the daily sacrifice was taken away. So this is the daily animal sacrifice that he will stop. And he will desecrate the temple by placing the abomination that make it desolate. And the place of his sanctuary was cast down. He will desecrate the temple by placing the abomination. Daniel 8:12 says, "An host was given him against the daily sacrifice by reason of transgression. And it cast down the truth to the ground, and it practiced and prospered." Most likely, UN peacekeepers stop the animal sacrifice, and the reason will be that it is a transgression against the animal rights. He will do his utmost to destroy our faith in the truth of God's word, the Bible. The Lord allows him to prosper to see what decisions we each individually will make, to test and to know what is in our heart. It says in Deuteronomy 8, verse 2. Okay, Daniel 11:31 says, "And arms shall stand on his part, and they shall pollute the sanctuary of strength, which is the temple, and take away the daily sacrifice, and they shall place the abomination that makes desolate." The army moves into the temple to stop the animal sacrifice and place the abomination of desolation. Daniel 8:13 says, "Then I heard one saint speaking, and another saint said unto that saint which spoke, How long shall be the vision concerning the daily sacrifice and the transgression of desolation, to give both the sanctuary and the host to be trodden underfoot?" Let's look at this. How long is a total time frame of these two periods in the temple? First the daily sacrifice of animals, and then the abomination of desolation. The host to be trodden underfoot, that means how long will the temple be desecrated and the believers to be persecuted. Daniel 8:14 says, And he said unto me, until 2,300 days, and then shall the sanctuary be cleansed. Now after 2,300 days, temple is finally cleansed. Daniel 12:11. And from the time that the daily sacrifice shall be taken away, and the abomination that makes desolate set up, there shall be 1,290 days. From the time that the abomination is placed, it is allowed to function 1,290 days. So let's do some basic math. According to the lunar calendar, which was in operation back then, a year has 360 days. The last 7 years is 7 times 360 days, which is 2,520 days. According to Daniel 9:27, the abomination is placed in the middle of the 7 years after 1,260 days. According to Daniel 12:11, the abomination will function for 1,290 days. 1,260 plus 1,290 is 2,550 days. Now, according to Daniel 8:14, the temple operates first with the daily sacrifice and then with the abomination for a total of 2,300 days before it is cleansed. So we have 2,550 minus 2,300 is 250 days. This gives us 250 days, or roughly 8 months, after the covenant is confirmed at the beginning of the last 7 years. These 250 days are to construct the temple before it is inaugurated. 1,260 minus 250 is 1,010 days. This shows that the daily sacrifice will operate in the temple for 1,010 days before it is replaced with the abomination. So please, if you download a hard copy, you can study the timeline, which might make it a little simpler. What does abomination mean? Jesus tells us, for that which is highly esteemed among men is an abomination in the sight of God, in Luke 16:15. Highly esteemed among men is science producing an android, a hologram, or a robot that can function as a human being. The abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet is the same as the image of the beast in Revelation 13:14-18. We will be forced to worship that God damned, as it is damned by God, talking AI puppet as our new creator. It says that as many as would not worship this image should be killed. Revelation 13:14-15. Can you see why this scientific feat is an abomination and outrageous atrocity in the sight of God? God gave his life while this talking AI puppet demands our worship, else it will give us the death sentence. What does that entail for all of us? Jesus refers to this abomination. He says, when you therefore shall see the abomination of desolation, spoken of by Daniel the prophet, stand in the holy place, or in the temple, he that reads, let him understand. Jesus admonishes us to understand it, for then shall be great tribulation. And then let them which be in Judea flee into the mountains. Matthew 24:15-21. Run, don't even get your clothes, move. This thing will be extremely efficient and immediately send out lists of names to the police and checkposts of those that don't have the RFID microchip implant, which directly links us to the worship of this talking AI puppet. The tribulation period is the second half of the last 7 years, 3.5 years, which is cited 8 times in the Bible as 40 and 2 months, 1,260 days, times and time and half a time. It's in Daniel 7:25, Daniel 9:27, Daniel 12:7. Then we find it in Revelation. Revelation 11:2-3. Revelation 12:6-14. Revelation 13:5. In the very end, the Antichrist presses the red button for nuclear war. However, in the darkest hour, the light of the world bursts forth. Immediately after the tribulation of those days shall the sun be darkened, and the moon shall not give her light, the stars shall fall, the powers of the heaven shall be shaken, nuclear war. And they shall see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. And he shall send his angels with a great sound of a trumpet, and they shall gather together his elect from the four winds. Matthew 24, verses 29 through 31. There is a gap of 30 days when the believers feast in heaven and then come back to put an end to the abomination for good and to take over the world. Daniel 8:16, and I heard a voice says, Gabriel, make this man to understand the vision. Understand is used 23 times in the book of Daniel. Understanding the scriptures is of the utmost importance. Therefore, the people that do not understand shall fall. It says in Hosea 4:14. Now, where was the temple located in Jerusalem? Archaeological findings show that the Dome of the Rock on the Temple Mount is not where the temple stood, but where the 10th Roman Legion was housed. Take the time to watch this interesting documentary, The Coming Temple, by Whitestone Media Limited. This explains from archaeological findings that the temple was not on, but near the Temple Mount in the city of David. The link is given, so please download the hard copy of this pamphlet. Daniel 8:26 says, shut up the vision, for it shall be for many days. Now we understand the vision, and soon the many days will come to their end. Now this pamphlet is taken from Bible Secrets Unchained. At johnpeters.in, you find 9 books. Other sites sell the books, but here all downloads are free. There are 65 plus pamphlets on different subjects, and there's no cookies and no info requests, so you can pass it on. Spread the news.